This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. I recently spent an evening at Springfield's Du Bois Elementary with a group of tutors focused on helping the school's youngest students.
My name is Andre Stanley.
Andre is in the fourth grade.
I tutor Jordan. He's in kindergarten. I help him with his word wall words. It's like spelling. And I have to help him, like, practice them so on his next test he knows all of them and gets a perfect score.
So how's it going so far?
He's doing great.
But he was probably assigned a tutor because he wasn't doing great. What did you do to transform him?
We play his favorite game. It's a matching game where we turn the cards over, and if he gets two matching, I have to take them, and then he has to spell them, and then I give them back to him. And whoever has the most cards at the end wins.
Okay, you have a big smile. Do you want to tell me about your kid?
My name is Abby, and I tutor two students. They're both in second grade, Rain and Mario. I do Rain with math, and Mario is with reading.
Are you playing games? Is there a math game?
No, usually they have like a guided practice that on a piece of paper that we just like go through the problems.
My name is Kayla Herman and I'm in fourth grade, and my kid, he's in kindergarten and his name is Shane, and we play a matching game and it's all his word wall words.
Okay, what do you think would be the hardest for him to spell? What does he miss?
He missed like the H words. Has, his, and he misses is.
But you picked up on this pattern of what he misses. So do you, like, make him work extra on those?
Uh-huh. He sounds them out.
By the time I got to Decoria, she had picked up on my line of questioning and answered automatically. So I threw her a curveball.
My name's Decoria, and I tutor a first grader and a second grader. I tutor Erica with reading. And she approves by reading, like, sounding out the words. And Fonte, I help him with math. And he, like, does math facts, and he's approving, like, how he, like, he doesn't have to count on his fingers as much as he did. And, like, he, like, do a mental math in his head.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how cute are they?
Erica is, like, 9, and he's the same.
How do you deal with that? I mean, me, I'd have a hard time being mean to a cute kid. Can you do that? Can you, like, discipline them when they're cute?
Sometimes, yeah.
I hope you can hear how seriously these kids take their tutoring jobs, but just in case you can't, consider this. When they first started tutoring a few months ago, they decided to get special shirts to wear on tutoring days. T-shirts, right? No. These kids insisted on shirts with collars, like, you know, professional-looking shirts. They wear them every Thursday when they go help the little kids. Okay, introduce yourself.
I'm Isabella. I tutor two students. I tutor Michaela. She's in second grade, and I help her with math. And my other tutor student is Kyra, and she is in second grade also, and I help her with reading and math. Kyra, she really learned to use her fingers across the page so she can slow herself down. And Michaela, she likes to learn new strategies to help her out.
Give me an example of a new strategy.
Well, they had to break apart the number. So, like, they had to add, like, 450 plus 615. So they had to write out the number. So 450-0. And then they had to write out 610-5 and then add them that way. And she didn't really know how to break apart the number. So I was like, just look, you just put a 0 on this row, and then a 0 and a 5, and then 2 zeros and a 4.
Okay. All right. My trick for that is you turn the notebook paper sideways so that everything's in, like, it makes lines. So you've got columns.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be good. Good to know. Okay.
All right. What's your name?
Okay. Ricardo Alvarado. And my students are Josie and Gianna. And the subject they were doing was math. I just do what they do and then try to help them with their homework if they had or multiplication problems. And then I try to teach them a little bit of fourth grade stuff.
Okay, you're trying to teach them fourth grade stuff. The wisdom in this tutoring deal flows both ways. The older kids are in a program called Our American Voice, designed to bring civics lessons back to the younger grades. Students get a course in citizenship and then create their own community service project. Du Bois is one of 23 schools in Illinois participating in Our American Voice this year, and students from 16 of those schools will be in Springfield tomorrow to share their various projects with each other and meet legislators at the State House. Here's the man in charge.
My name is John Fontanetta, and I am the director of the Our American Voice Civics Education Program.
We talked in the hallway as the kids continued their after-school meeting in the classroom.
The program was developed because the Bear Foundation recognized about 8 years ago that civics education really had started to go away in the schools. They had their social studies classes and did constitution tests and that sort of thing, but nothing really to address what it means to be a great citizen. Once it became not tested, it became unimportant, and it's so very important.
One thing these kids have discovered is that rarely discussed truth, that being a good citizen, helping your community, has a personal payoff. Is there anybody in here who feels like you're helped by the students you're tutoring? Like, do you get something out of it? Yeah?
Yeah.
What? Remind me of your name.
Carter. Okay. I get out of it stuff that I forgot in kindergarten. And that's not in my brain at all.
Okay. This is Isabella again.
I have a four-year-old little sister, and she gets on my nerves a lot, so working with younger kids is like, just helps me to not get so mad when she's being crazy and everything.
So it's making you a better big sister?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And finally, a boy named Shaughnessy, the one kid who was too shy to introduce himself during my first round of questions, volunteered to answer this one.
I get out of it making friends.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.